In this bulletin, the Labor Party to determine its shadow ministry in the coming days. Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister resigns. And in tennis, Bernard Tomic out of the French Open. With the latest SBS News, I'm Greg Dyer. The newly appointed opposition leader Anthony Albanese has promised the former Labor head Bill Shorten will be respected with a new role in the party. Mr. Albanese will offer the former New South Wales Premier Christina Keneally a role in the shadow ministry, but Mr. Shorten's position is yet to be determined. The Labor leader says he'll form a strong team to hold both the government and the Prime Minister Scott Morrison to account.
I'll be announcing portfolios on either Sunday or Monday of next week, and I intend to be consultative as a leader.
Caucus will meet tomorrow to determine the shadow ministry, but Mr. Albanese will select the portfolios. Labor's MP Ed Husic says he won't be running for an opposition portfolio because he wants to support Ms. Keneally instead. Scott Morrison and his front bench have been sworn in. Mr. Morrison says he wants Indigenous Australians to have the same opportunities as non-Indigenous people. He says he looks forward to federal parliament resuming in July.
I'm privileged to serve amongst you, and we're all privileged to serve the Australian people. They will be the centre of our gaze every single day.
Papua New Guinea's Prime Minister Peter O'Neill has formally resigned. Mr. O'Neill had promised to resign after a string of defections from his government plunged his leadership into question last week and cost him his parliamentary majority. He told the nation it had been a great honour to serve for almost 8 years and that it was important to move on for the sake of political stability. A Syrian war monitor says more than 20 civilians have been killed after the Syrian government bombarded the last rebel stronghold in the country's northwest with airstrikes. The latest attacks came as the United Nations denounced world powers for doing nothing to halt the bloodshed and destruction. Medical relief organisations say a month of intensified bombing of the region by Syria and its ally Russia has killed more than 200 civilians and wounded hundreds more. The Deputy UN Humanitarian Chief, Ursula Müller, warns that further military operations threaten an estimated 3 million people caught in the crossfire.
Many of our humanitarian partners are part of the affected population and have themselves been displaced. As a result, in many areas of active hostilities, humanitarian operations have been suspended. The question today is what you will do to protect civilians in Idlib, the latest example of an entirely known, predictable, and preventable humanitarian disaster unfolding before our eyes.
To the US, and one person has been killed and others are injured as tornadoes tear through several American states. Tornado warnings have been declared with twisters sweeping through Indiana and Ohio, injuring 130 people. The storm has damaged homes and power lines in Kansas, while Pennsylvania and New Jersey are on alert. Warnings have also been issued for New York City. St George Illawarra Dragons player Jack DeBellin has had further charges laid against him over the alleged sexual assault of a teenager in Wollongong. Mr DeBellin and Shell Harbour Sharks player Kellen Sinclair were arrested and charged with aggravated sexual assault without consent following the alleged attack on a 19-year-old woman in a unit last December. Both men have pleaded not guilty. Facing court this morning, two additional charges were laid against DeBellin relating to the same alleged victim. In tennis, two Australians have exited the French Open in the first round. 26-year-old Bernard Tomic lost to American Taylor Fritz and appeared indifferent about leaving Roland Garros in Paris. Tomic's match lasted only 82 minutes. Meantime, John Millman competed in a five-set match against Alexander Zverev, but fell short after 4 hours of court time. Well, now the weather across Australia for tomorrow. Perth, partly cloudy and 25. Adelaide, similar conditions, 15. Melbourne, showers and 13. Hobart, a shower or two, 13. Canberra, mostly sunny and 12. Wollongong, partly cloudy, 16. Sydney, much the same, 18. Newcastle, mostly sunny, 17. Brisbane, sunny and 22. Cairns, partly cloudy, 28. And Darwin, sunny and a top of 32 degrees. I'm Greg Diet, and this is SBS News.